Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here with The Real Side. Always appreciate the time that you guys spend with us, with me anyway, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, being part of the solution. You know what's going on so you can engage, so you can get involved. And I really do appreciate you guys that are involved, sending me messages and that kind of stuff. Although, understand, I cannot read them while we're on the air, right? It just doesn't work out well for anybody, really. So, after the break, Dr. Keith Albelow is going to join me. He's written a book, Trump Your Life, 25 Life Lessons from Ups and Downs of the 45th President of the United States. But more so than that, we're going to talk about the long-lasting effect that this virus, or the actions taken on this virus are going to have on people. Right? He said there's really three, in his mind, he said there's really three pandemics going on here. Right, the coronavirus is the obvious one. He said the other two is, one is the rush to living online. Right, with the associated hollowing out of these interpersonal relationships. Remember, we're creatures that need touch. We need to be able to talk with each other. We need to be able to see, I need to be able to see the expression on your face and not through a camera. The third one is the risk to autonomy and independent thinking, right? And when you look at this, you look at what you're going to do online and how you talk to people. They don't know who you are. They don't know what you're saying. They don't know what you're thinking. Right? And then you don't know who to trust. There's no way you know who to trust. You have science. You know, again, not to insult anybody who's worked years on their doctorate or what have you, but you know, they call it a practice for a reason. You can say the same thing to two different counselors, you know, psychologists, in two different rooms at two different times, and they'll give you, again, this is supposed to be a science of some kind, but yet they'll give you two different ways to handle the issue you're having. You know, I like to tell people when I was younger, a little younger anyway, and I was learning how to fly a helicopter. Okay, I was learning how to fly, period. And the first instructor I had, I joke, he was a squishy. I mean, he was a squishy. If I would do something wrong, I wouldn't handle a procedure right. And he'd go, people have trouble with that. Let's go around again. We're going to try this a little different this time. Didn't work for me. When they have this checkpoint where after so many lessons, another instructor sits with you and to make sure that you're progressing properly. Well, the second instructor that got in with me almost physically slapped me around for being stupid and not doing it right after having that many lessons. And he got on my case. And when we got back, I said, I want him. Because I know how I operate. I know what I need. Right? I need somebody who's not going to give me foo-foo, who's not going to play games with me, who's going to tell me the black and white of what's going on. That's the kind of instructor I need. In any situation. Right, I know I'm going to insult a bunch of people right now, but it's okay. I'm not a Joel Osteen kind of guy when it comes to going to church. I don't want you smiling at me all the time and telling me how much God loves me. I got that. How do I walk forward and help take the kingdom for him? That's what I want to know. I want to know how to fight the good fight of faith. I want to know how to take it on, in you know, as Jesus said, occupy till he returns. How do you do that? Right? In a God way. How do you, that's what I need. I need that in every area of my life like that. I need somebody to lay it down in black and white. So it's the same thing in these practices here. You know, doctor, psychologist, what have you. And I personally, my personal opinion, is the reason that we folded so quick this time around. The reason we're having the whole snowflake scenario or have had it. The reason the millennials were so weak in character. We had a whole group of parents. We had a whole decade or decades of teaching about being softer and squishier and loving more. It doesn't work. Not that way. You love when it's time to love. You hug when it's time to hug. And sometimes there is no hug. Just to sit down and get the work done. So again, and when you're online, study after study after study shows there's no human interaction. There's no touch. Seriously, think about it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air. In that chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Look, a couple things from me before we go to break. Head up to the website, therealside.com. As I said, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll there. But the big things there that I need your help with, if you would, sign up for our email blast. Right? I mean, it's really simple. I want you to sign up so that we can send you emails on a regular basis, let you know what's coming up on the show. I also need, you want to go ahead and maybe you want text alerts instead of emails. Then just simply text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. Right? Read the stories. Comment on the stories. There's also a donate button there. Wouldn't hurt you to hit that either. You know, but I do appreciate the time. You look at all the other commentators and the trouble we're having getting our message out on social media. And that's how we make money. That's how we stay on the air. Got to have sponsors. Got to have money coming in. Anyway, yes, this is a capitalist show, a capitalism show, if you would. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. After the break, Dr. Keith Abloh joins us. Don't go far. You have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is the worst-looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Look, head up to the website. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot happening up there. And again, there's a chat room. Some of you guys like talking to Tim. I wish you'd stay on task, though. Sometimes you kind of get a little lost over there. But I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me here on the air and in the chat room. And look, we've talked about this a million times, about the effect that this virus is going to have on people. And I don't mean just people in general. I mean, there was a lot of strong-willed people out there. But people are losing their businesses. They can't go to work. And it's not like it's a natural, you know, I was just talking to my guest about the fact that I grew up in Boston, and I grew up in the, you know, in the 70s when they had the blizzards there, and people were out of work for 6, 8, 10 days. You couldn't go to work. It was a natural disaster. This is not really a natural disaster. A lot of us see this as the government making this worse than it actually has to be. And this is all building up in our heads that this can happen any time. It's just that easy. Anyhow, I'm joined now by Dr. Keith Avlow, and he's been a psychiatrist for 25 years. He was a Fox News contributor for over a decade, and you know what? I mean, the thing I like about him is the same thing I think you guys like about me. There's no foo-foo. We just get right to the point to get it fixed. So, Dr. Avlow, thanks for joining me. Appreciate your time.
Hey, it's a pleasure, Joe. Thanks for having me.
So, let's talk about some of the issues that we can expect to see here, what the coronavirus is going to leave behind. And, you know, people are, at first, you know, you're sitting at home and you're going, okay, let's give the government a little time. Maybe they're trying to figure out what's going on. But how long can people exist or survive when we keep saying, next Tuesday? No, next Wednesday. No, 2 weeks from Wednesday. You can't, indecision is hurting people, isn't it?
Oh, it clearly is. And, you know, one of the things you can do to dispirit a mouse, by the way, you really want to dispirit a mouse, you don't shock the mouse on a regular schedule. Mice can deal with that if they're in their cages and you electrify, it's a terrible thing, the cage. What they can't deal with is random shocks where they don't know what's going to happen next. That's what we're doing to the American population. We don't know when we're going back to work, when we're allowed out of the house in some states. It's depressing. That's how you depress a mouse. It's how you depress a person. And this social experiment, backed by very little data, is tremendously disempowering to people because people like to use their minds, actually, Joe. And the fact is we don't know exactly why we would be staying at home right now. What is that really saving in terms of lives? And do masks or don't they help us or do they make us sick? It's a good way to get people to follow in lockstep with what the government says, no matter what they say.
Yeah, I love the fact that we're all, you know, as human beings, we're individuals. There's an individuality that we have that we actually enjoy, right? I mean, it's part of who our character is and what we are. And I joked about the blizzards in the 70s, but we got to put on coats and we went outside. We made snowballs and we made snowmen and we were able to go out. They're wanting you locked up in your living room. They don't even want you to answer the door when the pizza guy shows up. I mean, this is totally 180 degrees from what we're used to, isn't it?
Totally 180 degrees. And listen, people fear death. I get that. This is nothing to mess with. This is a real illness, a real disease. It's cost tens of thousands of lives. I understand. Yep. But here's the thing. Who among us is guaranteed tomorrow? None of us, right? We distance ourselves from the really big threats like heart disease and cancer. We don't think about that as much, that they could strike at any time. But this, it almost feels like it is being weaponized by those who are a little carried away with the idea of state as parent. And we can't afford, number one, an epidemic of depression and, God forbid, suicide in this country. We also can't afford to disempower the entire population so that we become infantilized, waiting for our state, our parent, to tell us, when can we go outside to play? Well, how about when you want to?
Well, you know what's funny here? In California, we are the Gestapo state out here. And I'm watching what's going on in the streets. So I drove down the street today, and I'm looking around, and there's kids everywhere. They're playing in the streets. They're on their skateboards. They're on their bikes. They're hanging out, on the corners. I don't see any masks. I guess they ran out of masks or something, or somebody lifted the mask rule. But, you know, they're talking about putting these kids back in school with masks and a six-foot distance. Seriously, this is like trying to squeeze Jell-O, right?
Well, I mean, somebody ought to be able to tell us who's right and who's wrong. Is it the scientists who would say, wear your masks, that's how you're going to protect yourselves? Or is it those voices, physician voices, saying, you know, you wear a mask all day, you're going to lower your oxygenation level, you're going to end up with migraines, you may end up fainting. You're going to rebreathe viral particles, which could increase the virus concentration in your blood and make it go to your central nervous system. Man, I mean, people are going to have to distill this information down for themselves, selves in capital letters, because ultimately this country was based on the self, faith, and using your own mind. And this is training in the opposite. It's training in not using your own mind and not having faith because you're so scared that this is the end of the world that all you're doing is turning on the TV or the internet saying, what should I do next? Just tell me what to do next. I don't want to die. That's not our country.
All right, now I'm going to take a swipe at doctors for a second here. We were all brought up, and we grew up thinking you got to believe what the doctor tells you. You got to do what the doctors are telling you to do. Although I can't find any doctors that are in agreement. I mean, we really have a divide as to what pills work, what doesn't work. You just said it a minute ago. It's my argument with many of my friends. Do masks work? Don't they work? What are you breathing in? Why don't you put a paper bag in front of your mouth? See how that works out for you in about 3 minutes. I mean, do you understand the confusion of the average layperson? We're thoroughly confused as to what to do.
Absolutely. And in that mass confusion, there's another epidemic in this sense that you're making that lack of clarity go viral. You're training people in settling for less than the truth. I think the government should level with people. Government scientists should level with people. What do we know and what don't we? And if we don't, then err on the side of not shutting your lives down. There is a risk, of course, but if you can't be sure that you can avoid it by wearing a mask, and if in fact the mask might make things worse, well, then perhaps if we're going to restart schools, we don't restart them right away with masks, do we? Unless we're going to do some sort of scientific experiment. But I like your view as Surgeon General, Joe, because that could take us a piece down the road. That idea.
Well, hey, look at I grew up in the 70s, one of the dirtiest towns in the country, right, in downtown Boston. And I remember just all the things that we did, all the stuff that we were involved with. I don't remember these epidemics running through. Even the Hong Kong flu, as bad as it was, I don't think we shut anything down. We're going to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far, people. Dr. Ablo's going nowhere. He'll be with us on the other side of the break.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is giving more information about his claim that a malaria drug could be an effective coronavirus treatment.
A lot of our frontline workers take it because it possibly, and I think it does, but, you know, people are going to have to make up their own mind, Plus, it doesn't hurt people. It's been out on the market for 60 or 65 years for malaria, lupus, and other things. I think it gives you an additional level of safety.
The president has been under fire once again after claiming he's been taking hydroxychloroquine for nearly 2 weeks. Dr. Rosemary Leonard told the BBC people should not be following the president's lead.
Unless you're taking part in a clinical trial, this drug is under very specialist supervision. I would very much say the potential risks far outweigh the benefits.
This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
To pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
We are back. Joe Senior Host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Grill Joe. 855-732-5562. You know, how apropos was that piece? Because Pelosi said that way back when the Unaffordable Care Act was passed, okay? And that they had to pass the bill so they could read the 2,200 pages that they hadn't read up to that point. But think about it. She has not gotten any better. She's gotten worse. She is more confused than ever. And also with the... with that eternal smile she now has. I don't know where she got it, but anyhow, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me just bring him on. Having a good discussion, a good time with Dr. Keith Ablo, and I appreciate his time with us. He's a psychiatrist who spent a decade at Fox, and he's concerned not just with the physical and financial toll. You know, COVID is going to have a real, for lack of a better term, mental toll on people. They're going to have a hard time dealing with this because this isn't just a 30 days of not paying your bills and you get back to work and things ramp back up. There's been enough damage now. It's going to take a little time to ramp things back up again. It's going to take a little bit of time for people to get back into the norm. And Dr. Ablo, thanks for being with me. I appreciate your time.
My pleasure, Joe.
So let's deal a little bit with that. You know, again, people can deal with little bumps in the road, you know, things like that. You lose your job, you look for a job, 5 weeks later you got a job. That's not going to happen this time. And people are sitting there looking at their kids coming out of a fairly robust and healthy economy. People, you know, had jobs, they had food on the table finally, and now there's very little, in their mind, I'm not saying there isn't any, but there's very little hope. How are we going to deal with this? How is this country going to deal with that?
Absolutely. And listen, when I think about that, I think about parents with their kids watching them. Now, they've heard stay home, don't go to work, the workplace is closed. It could take a long time to get back to work. They could have incredible financial challenges. And you hate to think that there might not be the data ultimately to support the fact that these kids are seeing their dads and moms completely disempowered, listening for the next thing to do. I don't know that that's America without the scientific data. That's the key. Sure, if we knew it was going to work, absolutely, but we really don't. We have to admit that. And so what we've got to do is immunize ourselves, not only look for immunization against coronavirus, but immunize ourselves against squandering our birthright as really the reservoir of freedom in the world. We can't afford. There are a lot of things at risk here. It's not just sadly, people's well-being, those people unfortunate enough to contract the virus. We have to stay strong as a country and autonomous individuals, because we'll be called on again to defend the notion of liberty in the world. And if we've been weakened by our own government such that we can't do that, where will people turn? This is the court of last resort.
Well, and I tell people all the time, look at the problem, again, for the average layperson, we don't know what statistics to believe. We don't know what numbers to believe. You hear the people in charge, and I know you're going to chuckle at this. You hear the people in charge telling us, well, you can go on the beach, but you can't sit. You can stand. Okay? What difference? I don't know. The LA mayor said, you can stand on wet sand, but you can't stand on dry sand. I mean, how ludicrous do we have to get before, you know, Joe Q Public says, okay, I'm done with you people, you know, seriously.
Absolutely. Look, I mean, we hear, you know, mouthwash may help if you use it, if it's got the right ingredients, zinc, maybe, maybe not. You know, we see the vice president not wearing a mask. He seems okay. Trump not wearing a mask. He seems okay. I'm not saying people shouldn't do these things, but you know what? Here's the thing. If you're a robust, healthy person, I'd have to say that they haven't demonstrated. Nobody has demonstrated that that will keep you safe. It just isn't the case. I mean, I like science. I'm an objective guy. And if you're going to go and wear a mask all the time, I do worry about you falling down from hypoxia, from not enough oxygen to the brain. I don't know. And so all these measures, I just wish the government would say, listen, we just don't know. In the absence of the data, we think that you should live your lives and take obvious caution, stay healthy, get sleep, take some vitamins, make sure your nutritional status is correct. If you're older, please avoid contact with lots of people. If you've got respiratory illnesses, the same. But the rest of you folks, we just can't give you guidance right now.
No, you know what? I love to joke about my grandfather from Italy, you know, who died at 88 hacking up a lung after smoking Camel non-filters, 2 packs a day since he was like 12 years old. And not that that gives you a reason to go smoke, don't get me wrong. I'm just saying, everybody's body reacts differently to different things. You know, the guy wouldn't eat anything out of a can. Everything he ate was fresh, either out of the garden, you know what I'm saying? Cooked it himself.
Well, really, I'll be really impolitic here. Smokers are underrepresented in the coronavirus population. Why? They're underrepresented by about 90%, apparently. So given a population, you should see smokers in, say, 10 out of 100 coronavirus cases. Instead, you see 1 out of 100.
Well, I like to say that the positive side of the coronavirus is that we have now cured cancer, heart disease, diabetes. I mean, I've got on the whole list, right? I mean, because nobody's dying of those things anymore. Everybody's dying of the coronavirus. And they expect us, the sad part is they really expect us to bite into this. But listen, let's talk about your new book. It's due out June 2nd. It's Trump, Your Life, 25 Life's Lessons from the Ups and Downs of the 45th President. Look, I said this to you during the break. I'm not one of those guys like a Trump lover, but I appreciate him. I appreciate what he's doing. And I very much appreciate the fact that he's not presidential. He's got thick skin. And he's going to do what he truly believes is right for us. That's who we needed for this period. Do you not agree?
I agree completely. I happen to love the guy. But here's the thing. No, I don't see how anyone could debate the notion that this is a very strong person. This is someone who doesn't back down, who gets up every day in the face of incredible adversity and says, it's okay, bring it on, we'll get to tomorrow. And what we wanted to do is come up with, well, what 25 qualities can we transport to other people? What are the 25 keys to why he can do that? And can we make it go viral, pun intended?
That's great. I like that one. But it is true. It's kind of like when they say he's non-presidential, I go, good. I'm glad to hear that. You know, think about what he's done with China, what he did in Iran and other places where, you know, this whole diplomatic mindset that you have to be soft and squishy, he's not interested in soft and squishy. He wants to make sure we get what we deserve, and he wants a fair deal. I mean, some people make it sound like he's draconian. He's not. When he's dealing with China in the earlier days, he wants a fair deal for both sides. He wants us to stop being screwed. What a concept for the first time, we're not going to be taken advantage of? Seriously? It's great.
No, and this is somebody who is so focused on that. I think you just hit the nail on the head, Joe. He's so focused on the truth, he can't stand it if you posture. So that's why I think there's the friction now, by the way, with scientists in the coronavirus fight, because he is arithmetic in his approach to everything. He might look at LaGuardia Airport and say, you said how much to renovate this? That's off by 17.67%. And now you're telling me this about coronavirus in this city? I looked at the numbers. I'm sorry. It just doesn't square with my gut and my experience and the numbers. So we wanted to take all of that because I admire it. I really do. You know, in my own life, when you encounter challenges, who doesn't? I sometimes think to myself, hey, I can't be set back on my heels by that. Look at the president. He's fighting the deep state. He's fighting all these forces who would label him a monster. And yet, he's up, he's smiling, he's the happy warrior. I'd have to judge myself pretty harshly if the factors I'm battling in my life were to sideline me. And that's why we wrote this.
I go after all the time and say, look, our education system has failed us tremendously, because when you look at this virus, and let's be clear here, neither one of us is saying it doesn't exist. The virus does exist. It is a bad thing for people that, you know, have health issues, if you would. But it's not the level that they say it is, number one. Number two is, if you look at the raw, and everybody looks at numbers, how about we look at percentages? If you look at things in percentages, do you remember the weekend we surpassed Italy in deaths from that, and the news was all over it? I was going, all right, I barely made it out of high school, but here's the thing. There's 60 million people in Italy. There's 360 million people here in the U.S. Those numbers don't add up. You know, right? When you get down to 23,000 dead, you're going, wait a minute. Percentage-wise, your science teacher would send you back to do the test all over again because it doesn't work. Right? I mean, seriously.
Exactly right. And somehow, those folks in government and in media who would like to flip people into fear instead of faith,
yep,
we should be, they're winning, and we can't let that happen. You got to be thinking to yourself, what victory am I going to achieve during this period? I'm going to have my kids look at me and say, man, he or she, very strong.
We're going to go for a quick break, and then we'll come back, and we're going to talk about your book and some of the, you know, some of the chapters in the book. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. Dr. Keith Ablo will be there when we return.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But beware, not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That is why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients, American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now at 2020safe.net and order your liter bottle and receive a bonus. That's right, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free. By using code GCN at checkout, 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Hey folks, Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
Listen to The Real Side on TCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. We didn't think it was going to be an Irish mama, right? I mean, my name's Messina. What can I tell you? Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Look, I know some of you hate emails, but if you want text alerts, it's really simple. Just text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222, and we let you know when the show's coming on and even some of the discussion we're going to be having. I don't inundate you with this stuff, because I hate it. I hate those guys who send me an email every single day of the week. If you sign up for my emails, you get one, maybe two a week to let you know what's happening, but that's it. I don't want to make you any... I got to do them, so I'm going to make you any crazy I don't want to make myself. You know what I'm saying? Anyhow, Dr. Keith Abloh joins me, and some of you remember him. You saw him for a decade on Fox News. And he's not just concerned with the physical and the financial toll that COVID is taking, but also for the long-term mental health that it's going to have on some people. And I got to tell you, he and I do agree on one thing. Thank God Donald Trump is president during this period in time, because I'm not so sure. Can you imagine a Romney and Ryan? Forget about it. And Joe Biden, he wouldn't know what was going on, you know? He wouldn't know where he was right now. You know, isn't it? So, Dr. Keith, I want to welcome you to the show, and thanks for being with me. But
thanks, Joe.
Think about, they think that Donald Trump is insane. He's off. He's whacked. He's got a problem. And Joe Biden is their Lord and Savior. I thoroughly use a different dictionary.
Things are backwards. You know, I've never had a bad Trump experience. That's what I like to say. I have the ties that he made. Fabulous. I've stayed in the hotels, top flight. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the guy does that isn't dialed in, but he's got the quality thing down,
right,
as far as I'm concerned, and quality of ideas, and he doesn't settle for half-truths. He hates it. We as a country are being coaxed into settling for half-truths, yeah, or non-truths.
Yep. You're right. You're exactly right. Let's talk about your book. It's out June 2nd, and where can people get it, first of all?
So they can get it anywhere, right? Amazon.com, yeah, of course. Yeah. TrumpYourLifeNow.com is our site, and then it'll be in bookstores when the bookstores are open.
All right, so let's do this first. It's 25 life lessons from the ups and downs of the 45th president of these United States. Give me a general overview of what it's about. Now let's hit some of the specifics.
So, okay, so 25 life lessons. I studied the president. Christian Josie, my co-author, knows the president, has studied him. He's a political operative, consultant, PR person, and, of course, a forward by Roger Stone, the Roger Stone, who helped us understand which of these 25 to select. But basically, this is a prescription for how you can channel the president's strength and make it your own. His strength, his ability to make a deal, his ability to understand things at a fundamental level. It gives me great joy to think that maybe some graduates this year, high school graduates and college graduates, might get this as a gift. Wouldn't that be nice? Because that's going to be a surprise to all the liberal institutions that have filled their heads with less good ideas all these years. Wouldn't it be nice to hand them Trump Your Life and say, you know what? Everything you've heard these 4 years, take a breather. Think about these 25 qualities and how you can emulate them.
Yeah, I agree. Listen, one of the jokes, when people would find out I was from Boston when I first moved to California, they would say, oh, I went to Boston. Those people are mean. You know, they're just not very friendly. I go, no, they're just to the point. They don't have time to do the foo-foo stuff. You want to find the nearest fish store, you go down the road here, you bang a right, you go down two doors on the left side, tell Luigi I sent you. Now leave me alone. I mean, it's really that short. And I think Trump is the same way. It's like, don't tell me about all this. How do we fix this? Just how are we? Can you go fix this? You can fix it? Good. Go do it. He trusts the people around him to get the work done, right?
Absolutely. And who would you not want to turn up for work and have a discussion with if he were your boss? And you were working at the White House, and you really hadn't done your due diligence on an idea, and you didn't have the facts in hand. The last guy you want to sit down with for a discussion is Donald J. Trump, because he's just not going to countenance it. He's not going to sit for it. It's going to be a very short meeting. And you know what? That's what countries around the world are learning. Yet you can't posture, because he'll run the numbers and he'll say, I'm sorry, the trade deficit is what it is. You've been ripping us off this whole time, stealing our intellectual property, Mr. China. Sorry, it ain't going to happen. He can't stand it. He can't sit with himself. He can't sleep at night if he doesn't do the right thing according to the numbers.
Oh, yeah, he's definitely a fact guy, because when you look at what's going on, I love when people get so mad at him. Look at all the people he's firing. Look, he's going through all kinds of people. I said, you know what? I am involved in public service. We keep people around that are useless, totally useless. And if you look at what goes on in government, there's a lot of, now look, there's a lot of hardworking people in government. Don't get me wrong. But there's also a lot of people, once they're in. You can't fire them. He doesn't care. He's coming at it from a business attitude. Look, do the job I hired you for, or move your butt down the road. And people can't stand that. That's mean, Dr. Ablo.
Yeah, no, it's just called, we've got real fish to fry. We can't let the country, sort of flounder because we don't want to do our work. I always think about his interview with Leslie Stahl. After he came down that elevator, and after he captured the Republican nomination, she interviewed him. She said, did you ever think, coming down the escalator at Trump Tower to announce that I'd be interviewing you as the Republican nominee for president of the United States? He looked at her, he said, why else would I come down the escalator? Did you think I was kidding? Posturing, wearing a costume. No, I meant it. I think he means everything he does. It's at your own peril if you doubt that.
You're a psychiatrist. How do you win unless you have a winning attitude, unless you believe going into it that you're going to win? Because you won't work at it if you think you don't have a chance, right?
Absolutely. Faith, not fear. Right? There's a big difference between those two things. Fear is what's being promulgated so often by the left, right? In my opinion. Faith is something you embrace and you say, you know what, I think I'm stronger than I might even believe because I'm wired in to an immeasurable force in the universe, whether you call it God as I might, or people might say the universe, whatever it is. Because of that, you can do much more than you might imagine were you alone without that connection. We all have that connection. We're going to get through coronavirus with that connection.
Oh, sure. We get through everything. You know, again, I wouldn't give up. I always joke about my white privilege, you know, growing up in the north end of Boston. Yeah, a lot of white privilege going on there. So anyway, but we went through a lot in those days. I mean, nothing like they did during the Depression. But, you know, people were struggling to make ends meet. You know, you had the snowstorms. You had all kinds of things happening. Not everybody had a pool in their backyard. But guess what? We made it. We made it through. I believe it gives you the character you need to you know, fight through later on in life. When our kids, our young kids, they don't go through anything anymore. Mommy and daddy cover for them, make it easier for them. In schools in California, we've done away with the high school exit exam. Why? Because they weren't doing well, and it was freaking the kids out. So we kept lowering the bar until we got rid of the bar. This doesn't mentally help anybody, does it?
No, it really doesn't, because, you know, ultimately people want the truth. Ultimately, they really want to perform. They don't like fake trophies. They don't like inflated grades. Do you know why? Because it's infantilizing, and it ultimately suggests that they're not capable. It's like, now they're there, Johnny. You know, don't worry. You don't have to perform, because you can't. Because we will for you. We're the state. We're elite folks. We know what to do. You just, you know, keep the marijuana flowing, the alcohol flowing, shut down the Second and First Amendment, and stay at home. Stay at home. Don't participate in power. I'm afraid of that. I'm afraid of that message going out there, and it is.
You know, maybe we don't have enough immigrants here that have suffered through for real in their home countries, you know, but I remember my grandparents, it was sinful, it was shameful to take help from the government, you know. Community helped out. That's what community was all about. Now we're almost expecting, we have an expectation when there's a bump in the road that the government's going to come rushing in with the financial SWAT team and help out. I mean, we've done that to our people, haven't we?
Well, we have, and I'm a narrative thinker, so I always encourage people to say, why? Now, why would this be happening? Well, is there an underbelly to this? And in this case, so many things line up with certain political ideologies that you'd say, why is it that all these things are happening where, you know, I'm being discouraged from defending myself? If I want to be armed, they're saying don't do that. They're saying don't go to work, stay at home. They're saying accept half-truths. Just listen to the folks on camera who happen to get elected to corner offices. And even if your mind says, I don't get it, where's the data about these masks? And what's going to happen when we all go outside after Purelling our hands and wearing masks, and then there are germs outside? You think our immune systems are going to be ready for that, or do you think that we might be sort of fodder for some strong bugs? I worry about that. And right. And who's going to be there accepting responsibility if that happens?
No,
not them.
Nope. No, you're exactly right. And again, I go back to watch what the education system has done to these kids over the years. And I think this is what really part of the problem that we have in this country. Look, we're up against it. Your new book comes out June 2nd, can be pre-ordered on Amazon. Trump, Your Life, 25 Life Lessons from the Ups and Downs of the 45th President of the United States. Now, where else can they get information on you?
Well, they can get information at TrumpYourLifeNow.com or KeithAblow.com, but TrumpYourLifeNow.com. I'm going to be hated by half the country. It's okay.
It's all right. Still, the half that works out well for you. Hey, Joe Mazzini, your host. Hang out, because in the next hour, we're going to talk about more social justice warriors that have had their pages pulled down, their Twitters taken down, the whole nine yards. We still have ways to get our message out, people. Don't go far. Heat up your coffee, cool down your drink, and come on back.